Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, this altar of divine interventions. Wake up to it daily before you do any other thing. Set your alarm on your phone, if need be, to wake you up on time. Listen daily and engage the faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. They work wonders. After, go to or join us on video for the prayer hub, securing the day via our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram platforms. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time daily, except Sunday. All in the diaspora, please do the same. Welcome to Wednesday, day 22 in April. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. This will not just be another Wednesday. It shall be one with a difference. I can hear the sound of abundance of rain heading to your direction. Get prepared. Something big is coming your way. A major good news is about to break for you and members of your family. Say amen, I receive it. Yesterday, I was led to pray for those whose businesses were not doing well. Turnovers coming down. And then I said, many are even owing. Some businesses have even packed up. I also pray for those with prolonged prayer requests, but no answers coming. You both will have your testimonies here very soon. Today, I want to pray have an urge in my spirit to pray specially and specifically for someone on prolonged medications. Doctor put you on dedication and said, don't stop taking it. Someone has been told the ailment has no permanent cure and that you can only be managing it. Someone is on catheter to wee, another person on dialysis machine or run in intensive care unit, or you have someone there. This prayer is for you or your loved ones. Hold their photographs up or write their names and lift it up and lay hand on yourself if you are the one. I stretch out my hand to your direction by faith in the spirit. Be healed. Be healed. If that disease has a name, then it has a cure. In the name of Jesus Christ, disease, carry go. Leave your victims now. Oh, leave their bodies now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, affliction leaves your body now. All on catheter to we, all on dialysis machine, those in intensive care unit, your miracle and your healing comes very quickly. Your doctors will be surprised. You shall become a case study in miraculous healings in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Right? April 22, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live the rest of your life in peace, under God's care, and complete dominion and fulfillment. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Right? Let's share more testimonies today. Be connecting to these testimonies by faith, also by sacrificial seed, if you can, especially if you desire similar divine interventions. First testimony today. I joined my faith with my daddy, my daddy's own. And as he prayed specifically for our children sitting for JAMB exam, my son's result came out, and he performed excellently well, according to the prophetic declarations of God's servant. I've come to say thank you, Jesus, for confirming the word of your servant on my son's life. To God be all that glory. Wow, your son will do great and make you happy. Somebody said, praise the Lord. My fears did not happen. My daughter participated in a free blood cleaning exercise. In the result, TB was detected, and she was directed to go for more screening. To the glory of God, the result came back negative. Also, Daddy asked us to set our alarm and pray for our set time has come. Sure, mine came yesterday with a much-awaited car. To God be all the glory. Help me praise God and also pray that I will come back to give more testimonies and my fears will never happen in Jesus' name. Your fears will not happen. Those who desire cars, your own too will come. Another one. Daddy asked us to fast on Tuesday against bad dreams. which I did. I bagged it all with battle seed. I thank God I now have victories in my dream. April 17th was the fifth Friday that Daddy asked us to pray on our businesses. Since then, patronage and connections are coming my way. I thank God for healing my brother from sicknesses and death. Hereditary battle destroyed in my life, in the lives of my siblings and I. On Thursday, I set my alarm and I said my set time has come 3 times. Indeed, my set time has come, manifesting already. The seed and sacrifice that we say pay here are doing wonders in my life. Daddy, please pray for my brother's divine healing and discharge from the hospital, safe and sound on time. Consider it done. Another person, say hello, my family. One, God used my family to support many families and individuals during the festive season, just as Daddy instructed. Someone poured libation and made incantation on our land against my husband. But the Holy Ghost intervened. He was struck down, publicly disgraced, and he confessed, this can only be God. Thank you, Daddy, for your prayers and support. Wow, struck down, publicly disgraced. That will be the portion of your enemies. Everyone say amen. I want to testify to the mercy, kindness, and goodness of God upon me for navigating through the prayers of the seasoned God's elect over my success in the bar final examination. After my seed of faith was sown, there is power in seed sowing, and there is presence of God on this commission. May his name be exalted. Yes, there is power in seed sowing, power in making sacrifice, power on this commission. Connect to all of them. Somebody said, TPJ family, I return to give all the glory to this wonderful God we serve. We moved to our completed house in December 2025. God healed my husband and preserved his life. Thank you, merciful Father. Everyone that desire your own personal house, raise your right hand where you are. I command it to happen for you. You will give testimony here. Say amen. Somebody said, I have nothing to say but to say thank you, Lord. Many things that could have taken my life and my children, mercy spoke for us. All I have to say is thank you, Jesus, my Savior. More anointing, Daddy. Wow. Somebody said, anointing for lost and found is real here. I entered the same bus with FGCOD, Bayelsa student, state student. Unknown to me, the driver dropped my bag alongside the student boxes, since mine was a student rock bag. After 5 hours, I looked for my bag to take my shower. I couldn't find it, but on getting back to school, the angel of God Almighty covered my bag with all my belongings intact. I thank God of TPGS. Praise the Lord. Found intact. I love that. Another one, he said, my testimony, since I joined this family of God almost 10 years ago, I have no cause to regret it. It has been testimony to testimony, from grace to mercy always. The recent one is, my dear daughter was very sick. I called the prayer line pastor. Before then, I wrote her name, anoint and wrap in the mantle, and praise God Almighty, God of Femi Emmanuel, to the glory of God. She is much better now, but not yet discharged. But to the glory of God, she will soon be discharged. Praise God with my thanksgiving seed offering will soon follow. Wow, she will soon be discharged, totally healed. Somebody said, Daddy, good day. Please help me to thank God. I took part in raising up our phones up for alert upon alert just yesterday. May God bless my brother, and he remembered me also, crediting my account. Thanksgiving offering on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, somebody say, good day, Daddy. I want to testify of the goodness of God in my life. God healed me from excruciating pain that I have been having for the past 2 months. On the 11th of April, Daddy prayed and asked us to lay our hands where we are having pain. After that prayers, all pains disappeared. Wow! You will need the next testifier. Rebroadcast it to your contact. Our special seed for the month is the seed of 4444. This is the fourth month as many fours as you can sow. 44,444 naira, 44 kobo, 40,000, 30,000, 20,000, 10,000, 444 naira, 44 kobo, 4,000, 444 naira, 44 kobo. Just add 4, as much as you can. All in the diaspora, do the same. The power of 4. The fourth month in the furnace, stability and balance shall be released upon everyone's life. On the fourth day in creation, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. He also separated day from darkness. All on the fourth day, please sow the seed of 444, as many fours as you can. Something will drop for you. Remember to join us on the Prayer Hub daily, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. TPGF members and followers in United Kingdom who wish to have Turning Point account number in sowing your seed and paying your tithe, use our HSBC account in UK. You will save us a lot of charges and commission. Send a chat message of request or send me the HSBC account to 074-111-28401. It shall be sent. Save it and be using it to pay your tithe and sow your seed. The Lord that sees you in secret will bless you openly. The rest of us that desire to have the commission's account, send a chat request to +234-809-789-4000. I bless God for everyone sowing, tithing, rebroadcasting, praying for me and this commission. God will pray for you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.